Today we're going to talk about polynomial long division. I'm going to talk about three different examples here. Now, if you don't have a piece of paper and a pencil, stop the recording. Go get a piece of paper and pencil so that you can write this down and follow along as we're talking. All right, so let's look at our first example. Let's talk about it, just a plain old numerical long division that we've been doing since middle school. Let's take the number 64 divided by 5. Now, remember how we're going to set that up. Now, as a fraction, that would look like 5/64ths, 5 over 64. All right, so we're going to set that up as a long division. Remember, we're going to have with our division box, we're going to put the 5 on the outside, the 64 under the division box. Now, on a polynomial long division, we're going to set it up the same way. So let's, at the same time, let's jump over to the side here. Let's do a polynomial long division. Let's look at a division problem. Let's take 6y squared plus 2y minus 11 divided by 3y plus 1. All right, so make your little division box. Now, on the outside of the division box is going to be that 3y plus 1. Under the box is going to be the 6y squared plus 2y minus 11. Now, let's leave that for a minute. Look back over at our numerical example. All right, so remember what we did over here. We're going to divide the first digit, the 5, into the first digit under the box, the 6. So 5 goes in the 6 one time. We put the 1 up on top of the box. Now we're going to multiply and subtract and get our remainder. So we take the 1 times the 5 on the outside to get 5, put it over there underneath that 6, so, and then we're going to subtract. So we have 5 minus 6, bring down a remainder of 1. Now remember, the next step is we're going to drop down that 4 and make that a 14. Now we're ready to divide again, so and what we're going to do again, the same thing. So let's divide the 5 into the 14, which is 2, so put that up on top. Then we multiply the 2 times the 5 to get 10. Subtracting the 10 from the 14, we get a remainder of 4. So now look what we have. We have, as an answer, a 12 with a remainder of 4. Now let's write that remainder as a fraction. So what we're going to do then is use the 4 for the numerator of our fraction. Our divisor over there of 5 we're going to use for the denominator of our fraction. So our answer when we're all done with this numerical example is going to be 12 and 4 fifths. Now let's go back over to our polynomial example and notice we're going to do exactly the same steps. So we've got our problem set up. We're ready to do our first division. So what we're going to divide is you always divide with just the first piece of that divisor into the first piece of the dividend. So we're going to take the 3y, divide it into the 6y squared to get an answer of 2y. That's what goes up on top. Now, just like in our numerical example, we're going to take that 2y and multiply it times our divisor. So 2y times 3y gives me 6y squared. I line that up on that up underneath the y squared term in the dividend. 2y times 1 is 2y. Line that up underneath the y term in the dividend. Now we're going to subtract. So I have 6y squared minus 6y squared leaves a remainder of 0. Then 2y minus 2y leaves a remainder of 0. So my next step is to drop down that last piece, that minus 11, all the way down. And I have now minus 11 as for my next dividend. Now notice since there are no y terms left, we're actually finished with our long division in this problem. So our answer is 2y with a remainder minus 11. Now let's write that minus 11 remainder as a fraction, just like we did over in our numerical example. The minus 11 is going to be the numerator of our fraction. Our divisor, that 3y plus 1, is going to be the denominator of our fraction. So our answer is going to be 2y minus 11 over 3y plus 1. Now, let's look at one more polynomial example, and this one I'm going to give to me in the form of a fraction. So let's write down the fraction c squared minus 4 over c plus 2. Yeah. So setting this up is to do a long division. The c plus 2 is going to be my divisor, goes on the outside of the box. Under the box, my dividend is going to be that c squared minus 4. Now, as we write that down, notice we have a c squared term, but we don't have a c term. Now, remember on these polynomial long division problems, whatever the biggest exponent is in the dividend, we have to have all the corresponding lower exponents it also. So as we write this, our dividend down, let's write down the C squared, then let's put in a plus zero C as a placeholder, and then the minus four. Now we're set up, we're ready to divide, and just like we did in our other example, we're going to divide the first piece of the divisor into the first piece of the dividend. So let's do C squared divided by C, leaves us a C, that's what goes up on top as our answer. Then we're going to subtract and multiply, just like we did in our other examples. So C times C is C squared. Line that up underneath our squared term, and then C times 2 is 2C. Line that up underneath our C term. So now when we subtract, we're going to have C squared minus C squared, get a remainder of 0. Then we're going to have that 0C minus a 2C, bring down so we have a minus 2C. Drop down that last piece, that minus 4, so our new dividend is minus 2C minus 4. So we're ready to divide again. All right, so C divided into minus 2C leaves us a minus 2. That's what goes up on top. So now we're going to multiply the minus 2 and then subtract. So minus 2 times C, minus 2C, line that up underneath the C term in our dividend. Minus 2 times plus 2 is a minus 4. Put that over underneath our constant term in our dividend. And we... So now we're ready to subtract. So what we have is a minus 2C minus a minus 2C with the remainder of Z gives us a remainder of 0. Minus 4 minus a minus 4 gives us a remainder of 0. So now notice what happened on this problem is we had a answer of C minus 2 and a remainder of 0. Now when you have a remainder of 0 on one of these polynomial long divisions, what that tells us is our divisor is actually a factor of our dividend. And that answer that we just found, that's the other factor in our dividend. So in this problem, we can take that divisor of C plus 2, multiply it by that answer of C minus 2, and get our dividend of C squared minus 4. Now, what this tells us, if we had recognized back when we first seen this problem as a fraction, that C squared minus 4 over C plus 2, remember what we could have done is, if we had recognized that that top piece, that C squared minus 4 would factor, we could have factored that using our difference of two squares formula into a C plus 2 times a C minus 2. So we would have had the fraction C plus 2 times C minus 2 over C plus 2. The C plus 2s would have canceled out top and bottom. We would have been left with the C minus 2, which is the same answer we got over here doing this long division.